peace be to you from God our Father and from our ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I thought these past few days about Ascension Day and about the circumstances in which we are celebrating this festival of the Christian year this year, my thoughts kept coming back to some words of St. Paul found in his second letter to the church at Corinth. And these are his words. So we do not lose heart, though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I think that if we ponder these words, we'll all agree that they are good words, not only for Ascension Day, but for every day. So we do not lose heart, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. In the epistle read just a few moments ago, St. Luke tells us that the disciples looked on as Jesus was lifted up until a cloud received him out of their sight. But it is St. Paul who unfolds the unseen mystery of Jesus' ascension when he writes to the Christians at Ephesus that Jesus ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. And St. Mark writes, the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Jesus was taken up. This the disciples saw. But that Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, this no one saw. Because in these words, St. Mark is pointing to the mystery that the ascended Lord, as our human brother, continues to rule all things for the good of all his adopted children. We know, of course, that when Holy Scripture speaks of the right hand of God, it's using picture language. The psalmist says, for example, that God's right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. And so in the Scriptures, the right hand of God is God's almighty power. And so when we say that the Lord Jesus sits at the right hand of God, we are confessing our faith that the ascended Lord is still our human brother, and that as our human brother, he shares in God's almighty power, in God's presence to all things. This we do not see. This we believe. We say in the Creed, I believe that Christ ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. It was Pastor Ferdinand Walther, the father founder of our synod, who had this to say in an Ascension Day sermon he preached. Walther said, what human heart can grasp this mystery? The ascension of Christ is like the sun. The more intently one wants to look into it, the more blinded our eyes become, so that at last we cannot see anything at all. This belongs to those works of God which are not to be fathomed, but simply believed in childlike faith according to what Scripture says about it. The more simply we hold to what Scripture says about it, however, the more strengthening this mysterious article of our Christian faith will become. We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. As is so often the case, it's the poetry of our Christian hymns that most compellingly and most memorably gives expression to our faith. And this evening we sang one of those hymns by the poet Christopher Wordsworth, words which compellingly and memorably express the great mystery we celebrate today. Addressing the ascended Lord, Bishop Wordsworth prays, "Thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own." You and I have not seen the ascension of our Lord, let alone his sitting at the right hand of God. But then we have not seen his birth, his mighty works, his passion, his crucifixion, his resurrection. All of that is unseen, but it is made certain in our hearts as God the Holy Spirit uses the testimony of the eyewitnesses not only to convince us that all this happened, but also to convince us that all this has been done for you, for me, for us, for our salvation. As we just sang in another hymn of this festival, "On Christ's ascension I now build, the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has ever stilled all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is, there as well I know his members are to dwell, when Christ will come and call them. And so we pray, even so come, Lord Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."